Hi, everybody. This is Alan Fine. I'm here with Sarah Margolis, who is the CEO of HoneyFun.com. Now, if you haven't heard about it, you're going to be very interested in this discussion because at a time like this when, you know, it's tough to make money at travel, Sarah has a way for you to have some revenue streams. And this is Insider Travel Report. We are all interested. What is HoneyFun? How did you come up with it?
So HoneyFun is essentially a wedding registry where you can contribute to a couple's honeymoon as a wedding gift. And, you know, I came up with this concept with my then husband. We were planning our wedding. We were, you know, trying to figure out a way to pay for the budget for the honeymoon and everything. And we just, you know, we didn't want more stuff. We lived in a one-bedroom flat in San Francisco. We had all of the stuff we needed. And we wanted to go on this really incredible trip to Fiji. And, you know, we kind of just had picked that destination because it sounded exotic. I'm sure a lot of travel advisors can understand, you know, how that is when people realize, like, where they actually are going. In our case, halfway around the world from San Francisco. And we wanted to get there without really blowing the budget. We wanted to have a sound financial footing when we started our marriage together. So we created our own makeshift honey fund, and our friends and family surprised us with more than 5,000 in gifts to go on our trip. And we went for 2 weeks. We had an amazing time. We hopped all over the Mamanutha Islands. And
you had enough stuff.
Yeah.
Millennials tend to have enough stuff. They're looking for experiences. And that was you. You were in that wheelhouse.
Yep, that's right. I mean, this was 2003. We were, you know, living in San Francisco, two working full-time people. And we had a one-bedroom flat. I mean, we weren't ready to settle in our forever home. And so more stuff just didn't make sense for us. And we also both have the travel bug, and we really wanted to get out there and explore the world. And, you know, honeymoon is a really once-in-a-lifetime travel trip. And it's a time when you really want to, like, put some extra thought into making it your dream trip, not just any trip.
So you had this happen to you, and you realized, hey, this is an idea. How did you grow this idea?
So I love telling this story because HoneyFun has a really special quality about it, and that is that everyone who signs up invites 150 of their closest friends and family to the site. So it's got this viral marketing engine built into it. If I had sat down and planned to, you know, a business to start, I would have absolutely, like, planned to have that viral marketing engine built in. But for us, it was just happenstance, and it worked out amazing. In fact, you know, the way that, you know, the nature of people inviting all their close friends and family is what led us to Shark Tank.
Right. No, wait. So did I hear correctly?
That's right. Yeah. So Shark Tank casting reached out to us in 2012 to find out if we were interested in applying for the show. And somebody that worked for the crew had heard of it, recommended it to casting. And at that time, which was season 6, they were looking for bigger companies to come on.
Well, so that was part of that viral marketing. So as people are talking about it, somehow you came across a Shark Tank person.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, it's funny when we look back at our giver database, we've had some really, really famous people give gifts on HoneyFun. So, you know, HoneyFun has touched millions and millions of couples and givers. It's been a huge success. And, you know, all I can say about how we grew it is that we just tried to always put out the best product that we could. And when we do that, the numbers kind of grow organically.
So are people actually planning honeymoons right now?
Yeah, so this is a really hot topic in the travel space, obviously. Who is traveling right now, right? Honeymooners are traveling right now. And I actually just gave a webinar to the travel industry this morning where we reported on some data that we gathered from nearly 1,000 honeymoon planners, HoneyFun users, about how is COVID affecting their wedding and honeymoon plans. And one of the big aha sort of findings is that people are traveling. Anecdotally, when you look at sort of the themes and the answers that they gave, people are they're traveling closer by, although not as many as you would think have changed their destination. Many are still planning to go to the big international destination. They're just waiting until they can go. And, you know, I think this really speaks to the honeymooners' mindset, which is, we're getting married. Love can't be canceled. We got to find a way to take some time off and celebrate this. And now more than ever, I mean, when travel becomes scarce, all of a sudden it's even more desirable. And when I'm stressed because I don't know what's happening and there's a pandemic and nothing is working, I'm even more wanting to get out of my house and get out there and travel. So I think the message that came out of our data was, you know, honeymooners have this problem. They don't know how to travel safely. And you travel advisors have a solution, the solutions for them. And so putting you together with the right messaging and the people that, that are looking for that travel, I think is a very essential step in the travel recovery overall.
So for our travel advisors who are listening, they are now the solution to a problem.
That's right.
And at the same time, you're their solution. It's a win-win situation. Let's talk about the different ways that you help travel advisors.
Yeah. So travel advisors have an opportunity to earn revenue in two ways by working with Honeyfund. First and foremost, if you join our affiliate program, we will pay you for every couple that you send us that signs up for a Honeyfund account. So that's just money in the bank when they sign up. Second, having a Honeyfund adds thousands of dollars to the couple's budget for their honeymoon. And so you've got a higher ticket price. We know from work with the travel industry that our couples have higher order value, average order values than any other partner. In fact, hotels.com told us that we were the highest average order value of their entire affiliate program. I mean, I'm talking about hotels.com. That's huge, right? So that just tells you honeymoons, two people, big trip, longer, more elaborate, you know, more excursions, more activities, higher class hotel rooms, all of it. So when you send them to Honeyfund, they get more money for that already big budget. And that's just, you know, of course, more commissions in your pocket.
That's great. So now, obviously, they've heard this and they want to get involved. How do they do that? Mm-hmm.
So they can go to honeyfund.com/affiliate-program. And I think Ellen's going to post the link for you. And then I'd also like to invite you to watch the replay of the webinar that we did this morning about honeymoon and COVID-19 and the return to travel. That goes into more detail about the kinds of problems that you need to solve for couples. I can touch on a few of them right now. First and foremost, we need to know how we're going to be safe, right? So, you know, tell me what the hotels are doing to keep me safe. All of their sanitation policies, all of their social distancing policies. Tell me if I can still have fun. Are the bars and restaurants going to be open? Is the pool going to be open? I don't want to go to a 5-star resort in Jamaica and there's no pool available to me, right? So I need to be assured that I'm going to have a good time. And then I'm going to be able to socialize. What kind of excursions can I go on, and will there be other people there, other honeymooners, you know, that I can have fun with? Tell me which countries I can travel to. I think this is extremely important. Like, if you have a page on your travel advisor site that says countries open for American travelers, I'm going to come to you and I'm going to want to know more about how I can travel there. And that's really, really valuable information right now, because there's a lot of information from coming at you from every angle. So if there's some kind of authority that I can go to and say, oh yeah, these are countries I know I can travel to. And it changes every day. So keep it up to date. You know, tell me when things change. Communicate. The other thing I wanted to mention is that just keep in mind, honeymooners, they want to travel. They have one of life's most amazing reasons to travel, which is getting married and taking a honeymoon. And we just need you to, you know, they need you to tell them how to do it and how to have fun and how to take advantage of maybe some great deals that are available right now, because, you know, travel companies are hard up and, you know, they're making it easy for you to book something, to cancel it if it doesn't work out. Couples need flexibility. That's another one of the themes that we've been talking about as well in the webinar. So if you want more insights like that, I would definitely encourage you to watch the replay.
Well, we have definitely been, we've been talking about over and over again how people need the backup of a travel advisor in case things go wrong, somebody who's their safety net. And we've been also talking about who do you go to figure out which airline to take. who's doing flying the way they want flying done. So it's that personal connection of the travel agent and the client and knowing their needs that's so important, especially for this.
Yes, absolutely. The expertise gives me a feeling of safety. When you tell me that you've got this, you're on it every day, you're, you know, watching Travel Advisor updates from Ellen, you're studying the communication policies that come out from all the airlines, you know, you just talked to Sandals Resort and you know how the cleanliness procedures or whatever. That makes me feel safe booking. And then wrap that all in a nice little bow of totally refundable, totally adjustable, totally flexible. We got you.
It sounds great. And I really think it's a win-win for everybody on this video watching together. So let me ask you now, as a final question, is there anything, you're going out to over 100,000 travel advisors, anything that you want them to know about HoneyFund?
Yeah, first and foremost, I want you to know that we're here for you. I can't even imagine what it would be like to be a travel advisor right now. It's scary for everyone in the world, but to have your whole business yanked out from under you is, you know, devastating. And I know how that feels, and I'm right here with you. If you have thoughts and ideas to share, if you want to talk about collaborating, I would love for you to reach out to us. I have a dedicated staff person to communicate with the travel industry. Her name is Carrie. You can reach her at carrie@honeyfund.com, carrie@honeyfund.com. We'll put that on the screen. And let's just stay in communication and, you know, however we can help you better communicate with honeymooners, you know, be in partnership with us. Let's keep the conversation going.
That's great. Well, we wish you a lot of luck. We think it's a great idea. Forget Shark Tank. We think it's a great idea.
Thank you, Alan.
And we maybe as things change, we'll get an update from you in the future.
Yeah, I would like to run the survey again because everything's flip-flopped since the time that, you know, we answered the questions about destination specifically. Like, people were like, no on Italy and Greece, yes on Florida, California. And now Florida, California are not so great of options anymore. So really staying up to date and finding out, like, what are the trending destinations is important to us.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. And this is
Alan Fine.
Oh, you're welcome. And this is Alan Fine from Insider Travel Report.